Hey, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Divination. Divination is a podcast and video show by Elegant Themes, the creators of Divi, the ultimate WordPress theme and visual page builder. The goal of Divination is really simple. We want to provide you with the knowledge, insights, and supportive community that you need to be successful with WordPress and Divi. I'm your host, Nathan B. Weller, and as your host, it's my job to facilitate that success by having various guests from the Divi and wider WordPress community onto the show to share their stories and experiences with you. Today, I'm interviewing Jason Champagne. If you follow our blog, then you've probably seen a lot of his work recently, and that's because he's our newest Elegant Themes content team staff member. That's a mouthful. Jason is based out of his home in Houston, Texas, where he now creates stunning and useful Divi tutorials for our blog each and every day. So you're going to see a lot of him moving forward. In today's episode, we get to hear his WordPress and his Divi story, as well as discuss tips and strategies for learning Divi deeply. Sounds pretty good, right? Without any further delay, here is our conversation. Jason, welcome to Divi Nation.
Hey, it's good to be here. Thank you.
It's awesome to have you on the show. It's been great to have you on staff recently. So I just announced in the introduction that you're the newest member of our content team. And so I just want to say in front of the whole Divi Nation, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you.
Thank you very much. And I'm definitely glad to be a part of the team.
Cool. You've been doing a lot of awesome content lately, so I wanted to, and people are starting to notice, I think, in the comments on Facebook groups. So I wanted to have you on the show to just kind of formally introduce you to the community and have everybody hear who you are and kind of see where you're coming from. And maybe you can offer some tips along the way on, you know, how you approach learning more about Divi and how you have learned Divi as deeply as you have. So,
sure. I love that.
Cool. So a lot of times I like to start by just kind of getting a day in the life. Your day in the life probably changed recently since you are now on board, but maybe you can give a little insight as to what it's like to be on the content team here at Elegant Themes by talking about what your average day looks like.
All right. So yeah, a lot of changes have happened recently. I just had my first daughter.
Congratulations sons, once so. Again.
Thank you. And so I feel for all you dads working at home with the newborn. So that's always a challenge. But aside from taking care of my kids and my family, my day in the life is waking up. And I get on the computer normally first thing. I go through my checks of what I have on Asana, what I need to do for the day. And normally it's either researching or devving out some project that I'm working on and writing it out. And I'm still new to it, but I found that in the mornings I do my best research and towards the evening I do my best writing when it's all quiet. Mm. I guess I'm more alert in the morning so I can think about the whole process better. And at nighttime, I can really zone in. I have that, I don't know if it's a gift or not, but I can tune out everything and just stay in the zone for a while. And sometimes way too long, you know, three in the morning, four in the morning is not unlikely past few weeks. But main thing is just getting it done. Mm-hmm. And I'm somewhat of a perfectionist, which comes back to bite me, but I've learned I need to just, sometimes I just need to get it done and finish. But yeah, that's pretty much the day in the life. I eat when I can and, you know, do all that other stuff, but I'm usually steady working, going back and forth on my projects.
Cool. And I think I've kind of noticed that myself too, is like when, you know, if I was doing creative writing where I had to like come up with plot and character and stuff like that, I would probably do that kind of writing in the morning. But with tutorials and blogging, a lot of times you have to do like heavy problem solving. first, like right. the deving out process and the research process. And I do that best in the morning as well. And then in the evening, once all the problems are solved and I've kind of wrapped my head around it and maybe even taken a step back for an hour or so in the middle of the day, I can then kind of write more fluently in the evening once it's all had a chance to kind of firmly take root in my brain. So I think we're kind of on the same page. That's cool. I had no idea. You're on the team, but I mean, we didn't do like, you know, now tell me your entire process for doing a tutorial before you join. So that's cool to hear. Can you tell us a bit about how you got into WordPress and web design to start with? I mean, I think from our previous conversations, you told me you've been doing, you know, web design and development professionally for something like 6 years.
Correct. So it all started, my brother Alex and I, well, he actually got started right before I did. He was fresh out of college and he was looking for, you know, something along the lines of in the tech industry. And I think he knew a guy who had his own startup. It was an oil and gas business. And the guy asked him if he could help him with his website, if he knew how to do it. Of course, he agreed, not knowing anything,
as it always goes, it seems.
As it always goes, like, sure. And so he got started, you know, researching like CMSs and stuff to try to get the ball rolling on that deal, and came across WordPress. And I came in just shortly after that and kind of helped him with that project. It's kind of, and that was like the first time. I mean, I've had some, you know, ancient coding experience from college, but that was way outdated. So
wait, so is this just like a message from the brother going, I'm in over my head, like I need to bring in some family so I can finish this off? Or how did that actually work out?
I don't think it was like that per se. I was always interested in in that kind of stuff, and we just kind of started talking, brainstorming, and we got excited about the opportunity of starting a business out of it.
Oh, nice.
And so that's kind of where I came in and just started doing it part time, really as a hobby, because we weren't making any money. And and at the time I was teaching high school and stuff full time. So I got started doing, you know, editing a WordPress theme that we got off of like Theme Forest or something, I think it was. And I remember the first time I figured out what CSS was. And it totally changed my world. I probably spent like the next week just testing stuff to make colors change and all that stuff for the first time. And that's kind of how I got started in on the dev side of things. And I kind of took the bull by the horns.
No kidding. I mean, your first foray into WordPress is client work. I mean, that's taken, that's exactly. Jumping in with both feet for sure.
It really was. And it's actually turned out to be the number one way that I learned the WordPress and Divi down the road was on a client by client basis, you know, feature by feature, you know, every just doing the research, figuring out the problem, learning how to do it.
Well, yeah, maybe you can talk to that a little bit. I know we'll talk about your learning process a little bit later on, but while you were still doing client work, when did you encounter Divi and kind of what made you decide to jump into using it as either one of your tools or maybe your primary tool? You tell me what it turned out to be.
Yeah. So like I said, we started off really doing theme modification. Actually, we even tried this method of pre-building sites for clients, but even before they agreed, like we didn't really know what we were doing, but it was a whole lot of work up front, you know, hey, check out this site I made for you. He's like, I don't want this site. Leave me alone. But it was,
that's hilarious. You're like, but now we have a child theme.
What am I supposed to do with this? But we didn't do too many of those, thankfully, but, it turned out, you know, the more we did it, we got a few clients under our belt, and we realized, you know, months later that this was not a good way to streamline this process, because so much headache.
Jumping from theme to theme, yeah. From client to client.
Oh, my goodness. And I mean, yeah, on the front end, it seemed like a good idea, right? Because you could just find a good looking theme and mm-hmm. all the designs there for you. You can just kind of tweak it.
Yeah.
So a lot of the work up front and cost was taken out. But the problem was that site wasn't going to be supported months later.
Yeah.
It was going to break. We'd have to update. And it was just becoming this. And plus, we'd have to learn like so many different themes, and they're all different.
And then remember them when you have to go back to them, and you maybe hadn't used them in like five exactly. projects or something. Yeah.
And so it was just a mess. And so I was trying to figure out a way to streamline the process. So I looked into some of the builders out there. I think I sampled some like iThemes, I think, for a little while. And I had already was familiar with Elegant Themes because I was using a couple of your themes to do modifications to, which was nice because at least I knew all of those themes were
sure,
similar.
Sure, the same framework underneath. And
exactly.
Yeah.
And then when Divi came out, I was blown away. I was just so happy that I had something that I could, you know, a go-to theme that I could finally use and start streamlining our business after it.
So you were on Divi from the beginning then, or was it slightly after it had launched? Or?
I was on Elegant Themes, just the themes, and then Divi, we weren't on Divi at the time. We started using Divi right when it came out for our new clients.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's what I meant. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. And then, but what I had to do for these other clients that I had other themes for, I would have to go and redevelop it onto Divi.
Oh.
So I guess.
I mean, did you find that was actually worthwhile once you did it? Because then your everything moving forward was the same? Or was it like, would you rather have just slowly dropped those old clients as you gain new ones? Or because it just, I guess it just depends on how you had things set up.
Yeah, I guess in my mind, and I wouldn't say it's probably the best idea, but in my mind, I was still learning, and so I was still kind of hungry to learn how to do this stuff. So I take a lot of the many hours I spent just chalk it up as a learning, even though it was may seem like a waste in the end. It was actually good for me because I was able to learn how to convert themes into Divi and certain designs into Divi, and that's proved to be very helpful for the projects coming up. So
absolutely. I mean, and it's funny because as a, you know, on the blog, I mean, we do that all the time where we're looking at, you know, popular features and other themes or popular requests that people have and, or just web design trends in general, and then go, okay, so how can we do that in Divi? So it sounds like you had a lot of practice before.
I was practicing for 6 years before I got the job. So
That's good to hear. It's paying off. I gotta say, it's paying off. The posts you've been doing have been getting lots and lots of positive feedback. So that's really good. Well, great. So maybe I think it sounds like we're already kind of talking about it. Maybe we can just go a little bit deeper here. When you get, I want to talk about, you know, tips that we can offer the community about how to learn Divi deeply, because I think you and I, Mac, anybody who's doing content, that's one of our primary challenges is just digging into the theme and going, how do we educate people? How do we isolate features? How do we learn the ins and outs of areas that people might not even consider the power of, and then communicate that? For a lot of our listeners, I think that same mentality could translate into, how can I give more value to my clients by really knowing the ins and outs of this theme? So what are some things that you do or have done that have really allowed you to learn Divi deeply?
Well, I mean, I know we already said this, but I have to credit the trial by fire method. Mm-hmm. I call it learning on the fly, was really huge for that. I mean, I just think about, for instance, the one post that I did on the Ken Burns effect, on sliders. I mean, that is something that I had to learn and incorporate on a site, but I didn't want to. I hate plugins, and the more that I, do the work of developing websites, I realize the headache of managing a bunch of plugins, mm-hmm. and I hate it. So I always try to go and do something on Divi without a plugin first, mm-hmm. and then for the Ken Burns effect on sliders, or I'm sorry, on headers and stuff, I would basically research all the well-known either plugins or source codes out there on doing that properly, and find the best one, and then I would simply go to the, like, for instance, the header module, or the full width header module, the full width slider module, and then I would see how I can plug that CSS or whatever code mm-hmm. it may be into that to make it work with that module the best way. And yes, it takes a lot of tinkering around sometimes, mm-hmm. where to put the, CSS classes and all that, how to properly set up the module. But once it's done, it's very easy to implement on the rest of your sites. So that's one example of how I would learn certain aspects of Divi deeply, just by plugging in those features on the mm-hmm. fly. But slowly I realized that, I'm shooting myself in the foot again if I don't take the time to look through all the documentation that's mm-hmm. already available to me. And because I don't know about you, but I tend to be a person that kind of puts its head down and keeps doing the client work, right? Mm-hmm. And just next project, just go without taking the time to figure out, well, or learn the resources that I have.
Yeah.
And it's proven I finally have to set aside time to, learn intentionally, not just mm-hmm. on the fly. And so going through, like, for instance, learning the full width header module, watching the video that you guys have on it and things like that. This mm-hmm. is going to be helpful, because after that, I don't have to, or at least I know all the tricks of the trade. So mm-hmm. when I do come with a new feature, it's going to be a whole lot easier to implement. Yeah. Because I've done that many times. I'm working too hard to get something done, and you've already had the feature there. So,
yeah, and that's I think that's one thing that we can probably and we should be doing more on the blog is making sure that we're putting content out there that show people how to do really cool stuff with just the built-in features. Because a lot of times the requests we get are from people who have kind of exhausted the features that are available, and or they're doing something and they want just something slightly different than what is built into the theme. And so we end up showing people like the tweaks and the hacks and the tips and stuff like that. But what we don't necessarily show people all the time is just like how to get something really good looking and really effective with what's built in, because there's so much that's there. Sure. It's just that because it's there and it's a pretty easy to use tool, people don't request to know that. But the drawback to always talking about the hacks is like some people are just not aware of how much power is at their fingertips, because they're constantly learning about things through the blog, through the hacks. So yeah, it's going to be a balance. But I think that's funny, because I hear that all the time is when people do go through the documentation, I'll get like a message on Facebook or email and be like, oh my gosh, I just went through all the documentation and you guys, like, I learned so much. I was like, yeah, that's what it's there for.
Yeah, exactly. I've had similar experiences.
Well, cool. So sounds like so far we've talked about, trial by fire with client work, documentation, picking problems and solving them based on, like features or plugins that are out there that you can maybe do yourself with code. I think there's one other thing, and you touched on it a bit, but I'd like to highlight it and really encourage the whole community to adopt this practice, which is doing like copy design. So like picking a website or a theme that's already out there and just completely recreating it in Divi and figuring out like all the little settings and tricks that you have to implement in order to achieve that design. So you had to do that with all your old clients, which is awesome. But I've had to do that as well with tutorials where I go, okay, what's like, you know, I'll look at awards.com and find like a really cool site and then go, is that possible in Divi? Like, I'm sure it is. So like, and then you just get down to work, you know?
Right. Yeah. Firebug was my friend for a long time.
Not anymore.
I use Chrome.
Oh yeah, mostly. Me too.
So I use their development tools to just kind of. I will look at the source code of the site. Mm-hmm. I will look at all the CSS of the theme, the one I'm trying to recreate. Mm-hmm. And I will slowly go through each element. A lot of the basic framework stuff is easy to do on Divi, but. Sometimes they have those for the little design features like shadows and all that. It's just a matter of, you know, finding the CSS and the code on the site and matching it to Divi. And it's just like anything else. All the information's there. You just got to figure out how to or where to put it.
Yeah. And it's a refined skill. It doesn't come naturally, I don't think, to anybody, because it's very like hunt and peck a lot of times, at least in my experience. And eventually you just kind of get into a rhythm, or especially if you are on a single project for a while and you've been looking at, you know, the code, you start to go, oh, so like, I remember this was, and you start to pick up pace, but at first it's probably always going to be a bit of a slog in my experience anyway.
It is. Unfortunately, but that's why whenever I'm working with designers, it's always good, I think, to familiarize them with Divi. Mm-hmm. So they know already. That's something I've learned. They know the limitations. They know, because sometimes designers, they don't understand the dev part as much. So which is pretty common.
Yeah.
And so just educating them on the limitations or just kind of the setup, how to best design for Divi. And that's something that's really panned out, cuts down on the time. Mm-hmm. And something that we do for clients now is, I don't know how common this is, but we normally don't even show them like PSDs beforehand.
Right.
Yeah. We just show them on the site, and that way they know exactly what they're getting. Because a lot of the times I'll show them a PSD that's from the designer, and then it comes out like it's way hard to do in Divi, or not possible, or just not worth it for the client. And so just that's been helpful.
Right. Isn't it always funny how like you have this tool that's incredibly powerful and versatile, and then the one feature or design request you get is like somewhere in between the settings, you know? So then you're just like, oh man, like I really hope you don't have your heart set on that exactly. We can do it. I can do it. But, you know, more time, more money. Like I could probably create something just as visually pleasing if you wanted to stick within this, these other sets of constraints. So that's a good point, is like, learning the constraints and collaborating with people who understand the constraints for sure.
Exactly.
So it's interesting. I never asked you if you consider yourself more of a designer or a developer, but it sounds like you consider yourself more of a developer than a designer. Is that fair?
You know what? I don't know. I think
I'm a Divi user.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't call myself either, because if I call myself a developer, I know real true developers, and I wouldn't call myself that.
I know
true designers, so I wouldn't call myself that. But I do what I do well, I think, is I know enough to be dangerous at both. Mm-hmm. And so when I don't know what to do, I can always know where to find it, and I also know the people that can do it for me. So. So if it helps that you know enough so that you can do the simple things like touch up things in Photoshop,
Absolutely.
or or and know enough to be able to at least read some PHP and JavaScript, not necessarily be able to just start coding everything on your own, but you can at least recognize, know what looks good, what doesn't look good. And that's, you know, I'm always learning, obviously.
Yeah.
But in this business, in the position that you're in, if you're developing websites, for instance, you're going to need to, you know, serve your clients. So sometimes you don't have the time to go and get a degree in some coding language. So you have to work with what you have and surround yourself with the people that are going to make you better. So
yeah, figure it out, get it done, hit the deadline.
That's right.
Yeah, that's great. I think a lot of people in the Divi community can benefit from that mentality because I've seen in the course of interviewing a lot of folks that they end up becoming the ones who end up growing or trying to scale their business. They end up finding people who are more specialized in specific areas and then hiring them on and saying, okay, well, you know, I have this body of clients. I have a brand now. I have people who are, I have more work coming to me than I can handle. So I'm going to hire on some people or at least collaborate with some other freelancers. And you are now my dev guy or dev woman, and you are now my designer, et cetera. And what that starts to do is create this environment where they're the go-between between everybody. They're kind of like the manager, and knowing how to, like you said, be dangerous in each area, but maybe not the best in each area is a really great skill for someone trying to grow a company, because then they can stay plugged into everything without having to go maybe as deeply as some of the problems that their clients have require. So,
exactly. And for most clients, you know, I don't need anyone else, you know,
right.
And sometimes you do.
And the longer you go, a great thing, and I'm sure you were kind of alluding to this when you said, you know, you went back through your clients' existing sites and you rebuilt them in Divi, and maybe it was a waste of time or whatever. But the great thing about this type of learning is that it's accumulative. And so in the future, you know, every time you spend like 2 or 3 hours on a problem, that's 2 or 3 hours in a way that you've saved in the future. And so like whenever you come across that again, especially if you take the time to document it or keep a resource available,
right,
you can just, you know, zoom past that problem and you're onto something new and you're onto something, something else that's going to save you time on a future project. And so over time, your work just gets more advanced, more polished,
right,
and your processes get smoothed out and all that good stuff.
That's good. Well, I mean, to go back to the point on just learning Divi, I think one of the, as a teacher, I've learned that you don't really know something until you teach it.
Mm-hmm.
At least, well, you don't really know it that well. You'd be surprised if you start trying to teach somebody how to do something, how much you will learn. And I've learned that with my clients, you know, they'll ask me for how to do certain things, whether, you know, when handing off a project, you know, they want to learn how to update things. So part of that handoff process will be me creating a short tutorial for them.
Mm-hmm.
And having to do that over and over again, you start to learn the ins and outs of, in this case, Divi, in even greater depth, because you're having to teach it to someone who knows nothing.
Yeah.
And so that's, you know, I've always had to adopt the method of, you know, teach it like you're teaching a kindergartner, you know, just keep it really simple.
Yep.
Really clear. and learning all those steps, you know, you learn so much about the details of whatever it is you're teaching.
Absolutely. What are some of the things recently, now that you are doing a lot more blog posts about Divi, that kind of stuck out to you as a new lesson or something that you had to maybe learn or relearn on a deeper level?
That's a good question. I think...
I know it's very specific. So
yeah, I learned something with each one. I think the post on how to lengthen or shorten your excerpts.
Mm.
I had no idea. I knew it was difficult because I had done it before, but it is somewhat difficult if you don't know the steps to go about doing that and where to find it and how it integrates with the rest of the site. So that alone was something that I learned a lot about the inner workings of WordPress and Divi, for how they handle blog post excerpt links. And so that was fun to gotta gut through everything and figure out all the ways.
It's always interesting where you got those projects where you're like, oh, that'll be a quick one. Yeah, it's just an excerpt. I'll just probably I probably just have to find something and change the number and that's it. But it's like, nope, all of a sudden you've got a lot more things you have to consider.
Yes, it is all connected somehow. You got to figure out every place that it could affect. So.
Yeah, I've been finding that out. One thing that I've started to do that, I'm sure is not new to anybody else, but maybe for bloggers or people who are doing a lot of tutorials is, if you spend a lot of time doing content, you end up not spending a lot of time doing full projects from start to finish. So I've started to do that more just because I realized that the more I do that, the more... Like if I'm doing a project and I'm just doing, or I'm doing a tutorial and I'm just figuring out one problem.
Right.
That's great. But you're not also figuring out how that integrates into every other part of the site or affects every other part of the site or whatever. And so you're making changes that were you to do a project from start to finish, recreate a whole website or whatever, you have to really solve a lot of problems and it changes the way that you approach certain things. So I know if people are looking on ways to learn Divi, I guess I can offer this as something that I've learned recently, which is in your sample projects or in your personal training or whatever of yourself to sharpen your skills, try to do a site from start to finish, and just get it out there and whether or not it's for a client or not, and just make sure that you understand how the different parts relate to each other. Cause there's a lot more there than you think there is usually.
That is so true. And like I said, for that very first project I did 6 years ago, I built a site, no lie, 4 or 5 different times over.
I believe it.
One time was just straight HTML. I think that was right before responsive became popular. So,
and that's out the window.
Yeah, that's out the window.
That's awesome.
It's getting in there and doing the work sometimes is overwhelming, but if you have a project, it makes it a lot easier, to do it. If you have a goal in mind.
Yeah. Maybe you can speak a little bit to managing that. Overwhelming sense is kind of like a final point. Sure. Let's say you're diving in and you want to learn Divi deeply, we've given people a lot of ways to do that. What would you recommend that people do first, in order to not, I guess, get so overwhelmed that they decide to give up?
Right. Well, I mean, for me, it's all about, what motivates you, to learn. I think it's like anything in life. Like, I don't exercise unless, it's a fun way of exercising.
Sure, yeah.
Unless I'm motivated to do it. But the way I think about it, for instance, if you don't have your own personal website, I would start there and I would just say, I'm going to make, a cool blog for myself. Even if it's just a resume page or whatever it may be. To get started on building something for yourself that you can be proud of, that you can start testing out all these features on, and just constantly tweak it, try to find different ways or different cool things to add, and let that be kind of like a hub for you to start cutting your teeth on a lot of what Divi has to offer. You know, I would probably start familiarizing yourself with everything that Divi has first before you start trying to plug other, you know, CSS and other features in there.
Sure. So maybe just do some stuff with just the settings and go over the documentation. Exactly. And that would be my first thing, is I would say before you jump in with both feet, just take an afternoon and go over the entire documentation.
Yes. Well, it probably is, you know, depending on the person. Like for me, if I went straight to the documentation, I would probably not make it to my website. So,
okay, good point. All right. Yeah, there are going to be some different people. Sure.
I have to start building it, and then I see the value once I go back.
Yeah. Documentation. I can see that. Well, cool, man. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day. I know how busy you are because you're creating so much content right now. So I appreciate you coming on the show and kind of putting yourself out there and introducing yourself to the community. I think you've given a lot of good tips on how to dive into Divi and get the most out of it. So thank you.
I appreciate it, Nathan. Look forward to working with you more.
Well, that's all for this episode of Divi Nation. Thanks for tuning in. I just want to give another big thank you to our guest and new team member, Jason Champagne, for coming on the show. Please make sure that you all say hi to him in the comments and welcome him to the community. If any of you have questions for either of us, please feel free to ask them in the comments section on the Elegant Themes blog, and we will be sure to respond. Thanks again for tuning in, and I look forward to seeing you around the community. As always, I'll be back right here next week with another episode of Divi Nation.